the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. On God, amen. Today, the first day of the blessed month of Hathur, may the Lord begin it in goodness and reunite for us in peace and tranquility. All our sins and iniquities are forgiven through the tender mercies of our Lord, my fathers, and my brethren. Amen. On this day, the strivers, saints Maximus, Numetius, Victor, and Philip were martyred. They lived in the days of Decius the emperor. During his reign, the seven young men disappeared in a cave in a mountain in Ephesus. These four saints were from Africa, and they were brethren in spiritual love. The desire for Christ gathered them together. When Emperor Decius was torturing the Christians, they agreed together to declare their faith. They went before the perfect and confessed that they were Christians and only worshipped and bowed to Christ. He ordered them beaten, and they were many times with whips and sticks. Their backs were burned with red hot rods. Their bodies then were rubbed with rags made of hair steeped in a vinegar and salt. In spite of all this severe torture, they remained steadfast in the faith. Some of the people present believed in the Lord Christ when they saw their patience and endurance. Finally, the perfect ordered the heads of some of saints to be cut off and the swords to be used on the others. Thus, they all received the crown of martyrdom. They prayed, may their prayers be with us. Amen. And on this day also is the commemoration of Saint Cleopas, the apostle, and his companion who were traveling to a village called Emmaus, or Emmaus. So it was while they conversed and reasoned that Jesus himself drew near and went with them. When they did not know him, he said to them, Amuesian, Cleopas is the husband of Mary, the sister of St. Mary, the mother of God. And the other companion is St. Luke. But because of humbleness, St. Luke, who mentioned this, did not mention his name. O foolish ones, and slow of heart to believe in all that the prophets have spoken. Ought not the Christ to have suffered these things and to enter into his glory? Later, as he sat at the table with them, he took bread, blessed, and broke it and gave it to them. Then their eyes were opened and they knew him, and he vanished from their sight. These two apostles were among the 72 apostles. May their prayers be with us, and glory be to God forever. Amen.